Blog Talk Radio.
Believe it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the phone was, the system was muted, so you all were not able to hear me. That's why the line was going in and out. Thank you, Ms. Connie, for holding on right there. I was just talking. I didn't pay and everything already.
My Lord, my God. Anyway, welcome you all to Bible study. I was thinking it was a problem with the system, but it was on my end, so I do apologize. So, Father God, I've already prayed and blessed the lesson today. So, Bible study today we're talking about is God's covenant with you, your life, and the favor upon your life. So, hopefully they'll call back in. They're probably thinking that there's a problem with the system, but there was actually a problem on my end, so we're just going to be back in. Sister Connie just said she was holding. Because we understand sometimes it's a system problem. So let me let them know. Try now because if I trust them go keep going in and out. So let's give them an opportunity to get back on the call. Yes, it was on my end that I saw Sister Connie still hanging on. Thank God. I was just praying. Oh, and prayed and started talking about the lesson a little bit. One moment. I just need to play the music. The music and I already played. All right, it's under Ms. Connie's there. Welcome, Ms. Connie. Everybody else have to get back on the call. So let's pray again. We just want to thank you, Father God, for the lesson on tonight. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would open up our understanding to receive on tonight. We come against every unteachable spirit, every spirit of confusion, every hindering spirit, every spirit of fear, doubt, belief, every spirit of oppression and depression, every spirit of pride. We come against it right now. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity that you allowed us to come together, Father God, to learn your word, Father God, and to allow it to change us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, know that all good things coming from you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nash. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Again, just giving everybody, if they call back in, an opportunity to get on. I saw the calls were going in and out. So hopefully, Sister Connie, if you can hear me, can you press 1? Normally, Pastor Manny will get on so we can help me out with the system in case it's not, you know, people can hear or not. Okay, Sister Connie, she can hear me. Okay. I normally have that, huh? Now, just sometimes, you know, when you're on it, you're able to tell me if something is wrong with the line. We're going to dive into the lesson. And those who called in, hopefully they will call back. They will call back in. Okay, I do see they're calling back in. Okay. All right, thank you all for calling back in because it was a problem on my end. We had prayed and everything, not knowing there was a system problem until I kept seeing people coming in and hanging up. And I was thinking maybe the system was, you know, maybe we're having a system problem, but I realized it was on my end. So, okay, I do see everybody popping back in. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome. 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 If you all can hear me, can you press 1? Let me know that you all can hear me good and clear. We were having a little technical issue on my end here. Okay, thank you. God bless you. So if you just started getting in on Bible study, I will open up your lines. You all, when it's time for questions or comments. Tonight we're talking about, we're studying God's covenant with you, your life, and favor. So just to break it down and go through the scripture on today. So we're going to be in this lesson for a little bit here, you all. So thank you all for pressing 1 so I know that you are able to hear me. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, Sister Connie. Welcome, Sister Sharon. Welcome, Sister Angela Green, and I believe Laverne Green. Hallelujah. Sister Dillard is on the line. Malisha was here, so she'll pop back in. And those who I don't know your number, welcome, welcome. If you're online listening and you have a comment or question, you can send those over to 346-719-3349. We'll try to answer any questions you may have regarding the lesson on today. We're talking about God's covenant with you. You all understanding the covenant with God guarantees life and favor. It guarantees life and favor. So the idea of living a good life full of success and blessings and favor can be controversial among the people of God. See, some want to be blessed and live abundantly but feel guilty about it. And others feel that believers should not want wealth. They believe that when we get saved, we should all take a vow of poverty.
Now, that's not the way or truth. So the other extreme is seeing God as a slot machine. We only come to God when we want something. You know, we put something in and we won't grade out of, you know, put a quarter in like a slot machine, hoping to hit the big number. See, they think if I get the right formula for prayer, praise, faith, and declaration, I'll get my blessing. And that's what a lot of people, if I pray right, if I study right now, if I go to church this time, God's going to do it for me. Oh, he's going to do it for me. And the moment we get those things, we leave. But I want you to understand that God's covenant with us guarantees life and favor, but you have to stay under the covenant.
Amen.
See, living a successful life is more than money, you all. We need to expand our understanding of prosperity. According to Strong's Complete Concordance of the Bible, you all, one Hebrew word for prosperity is shalom,
amen,
which is the word for peace. Shalom also is completeness, you all, soundness, welfare, and peace. So it represents completeness in number and safety and soundness in your physical body. Shalom also covers relationships, you all, with God and with people.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Prosperity, you all, is quietness, you know, quietness, it's ease, it's abundance and peace. So words associated with ease are goodness, you know, agreeable, benefit, welfare, prosperity, and happiness. See, there is a all-encompassing nature to peace that covers every area of our lives. So if we are in financial distress, you all, and we can't find or keep a job or have reoccurring difficulties in our relationships or are never able to realize our dreams, we are not at peace. You know, we have a point in life where we're just not at peace. I should be further in life. And, you know, I see everybody else prospering and going forward and being successful. And then we get to the point where we're not at peace because then we're looking at ourselves like, you know, you hear it all the time. What am I here for? What's the purpose?
My Lord.
You know, so Christ brings peace, you all, into our lives through the covenant with God. God's covenant with us is a covenant of peace. See, living a good and prosperous life, welcome, is everybody coming in, welcome. Living a good and prosperous life, everyone, has everything to do with dwelling in the covenant of peace,
uh-huh,
or shalom with God, amen?
Amen?
So religion has conditioned us to believe that life should be full of trouble and that one day, by and by, we will go to heaven, and then we will have peace. You see, and that's not true. See, peace is not only for heaven, but also for the here and the now on earth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here and now on earth. It is available right now under the covenant of God. So your days should not be full of trouble.
Amen.
See, that doesn't mean trouble will not come,
amen,
but you can stand up and tell trouble to go. You can,
amen,
tell trouble to get out your house, get out of my finances,
amen,
get out of my marriage, get out of my children, get out of my workplace.
Yeah.
It has to go. You have the power and the authority, the covenant of God, to tell it to go. You do not have to live a life of worry and anxiety. I hear all the time when people are dealing with anxiety, their children, even themselves, they can't go anywhere, they can't do anything because anxiety has taken them over. Anxiety is running their life.
Yeah.
So what peace is yours, prosperity is yours. Even when trouble comes, it will not take away your peace.
Amen. Amen.
Even when trouble comes, it will not take away your peace. People be looking at you like, well, what? She going through this or he going through that, and he still got peace, he still got joy. Because
yeah,
it's not that the world has given, it's what God has given to us.
Right.
Because we're under God's covenant. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, the whole world is looking for peace, you all. You hear people always say, well, what is it you want? I just want peace. I just want a peace of mind. I just want to have peace. They have the money. They have the car. They have the house. They have the children, but they don't have no peace. Now they're making the money. They went to school for it. They've done everything to make the money to get the house, and there is no peace. So you ask them, what is it that you would like? I just want to have peace. If I could just have peace. See, understand, you can't buy peace. You cannot buy peace.
Right.
You know, so the whole world is looking for peace, but there is only one way to peace, and that is through Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. If you go over with me, you all, in the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 24. Well, let's go to John first. Let's go to John, chapter 14, verse 6.
Amen.
Amen. Chapter 14, verse 6.
I want you to understand, but there's only one way to peace, and that is through Jesus. If you're in John chapter 14, verse 6, it says, I am the way. Hallelujah. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Amen.
Amen.
What was that, John?
That's John 14, chapter 6, if you're writing it down. John 14, chapter 6, if you're writing it down. Now, I'm moving slow, you all, because I want everyone to be able to understand what I'm saying, to get it. And that's why I'm speaking. Am I speaking slow enough?
You're doing great.
Yeah,
amen.
Just want to break it down, this Bible study, so that we can get it. When we're on Sunday service, things move kind of at fast pace, you know. But Bible study gives an opportunity to break things down, to slow it down, so everybody can get it and allow it to take root and manifest. Amen.
Amen.
So John 14 and 6, if you have it again, it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Amen.
So as I stated earlier, all, the peace that you're searching for, that we, if the world is looking for, there's only one way to peace, and that's through Jesus.
Amen.
That is through Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When we look in the book of Judges, chapter 6, 24, he is called Jehovah Shalom.
Mm-hmm.
He is called Jehovah Shalom. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 24, you can write that down. He is called Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. See, Jesus is part of the Trinity. So whomever they are identified as, Jesus is too. So having Jesus in your heart is the way of peace. No Jesus, no peace. I say it again. No
yeah.
Jesus, no peace.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've ever been in a situation, I mean, things are just chaotic and you just called on the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, I've been in a situation where things are chaotic and I just said, Jesus. Lord Jesus. I remember one day my husband just kept saying, Lord Jesus. Before he knew it, he was set afire. You remember that time one Sunday you were just like, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. And then you went, you could have set a fire
yeah.
with the Holy
yeah.
Ghost. Just calling on the name Jesus brings peace, you all, in a chaotic situation. Amen. I'm going to slow it down, you all. So that's you. I want you all to understand that's when prosperity comes, you all. That is when blessings come. Peace is what you have as a saint of God. See, you are also a peacemaker, according to Matthew chapter 5 and 9. If you want to go to Matthew chapter 5 and 9 and read it, hallelujah, I have Pastor Manning to read it. Matthew chapter 5 and 9, hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, which I hope you do, it's Bible study. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Let me know when you have it to say amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 5 and verses 9 reads, blessed are the peacemakers,
mm-hmm.
for they shall be called the children of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we see it here in scripture, you all. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called
the
children of God. Depending on what Bible you have, King James Version says the sons of God. Amen. Amen. So you're also, I got a new King James Version.
Yeah.
So you're also a peacemaker, you are. And according to Matthew 5:9, you are blessed. You bring shalom wherever you go because Jesus is inside of you. You can change the whole atmosphere of a room because the Prince of Peace lives inside of you.
Amen.
See, this is your covenant, you all. This is your covenant.
Amen.
It's in you. When the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world, this is what the Bible is saying to us. Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe it? Once you believe that, then you can receive it and start operating according to Christ, according to scripture.
Amen.
Now that what you've gotten on the inside of you because you are a believer. In the book of Romans chapter 10, you all, you can write it down and you can go to it with me. The book of Romans chapter 10, verse 15, the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. So the gospel is that Jesus Christ came and died so that you
me, my husband, all of us could experience the shalom of God, the peace of God. Amen?
Amen.
So the chastisement of the price of our peace was upon him. He was beaten and crucified so that we could have peace.
Amen.
All you, hallelujah, all who believe and come under the rule of the Messiah can have peace.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. All who believe, it's all about your belief.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that because a lot of times we have a hard time believing. We have a hard time staying in that place of believing and trusting the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. But I want you to try it for yourself. And I always say, why not? Why not?
Amen.
How beautiful the benefits of it, amen, to believe in the one that God sent for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You all, you can have prosperity and live in safety.
Mm-hmm.
And all the evil beasts will be driven from your life. Amen.
Amen.
See, you will not be tormented by devils. You will have the blessing of God. It's the guarantee of his covenant of peace. It belongs to the saints of God. So no matter, you all, how bad the news gets, you all, don't let the devil take your peace or your shalom away from you.
No,
the Bible tells troubles will come. It will come. But they won't last long.
That's right.
It will. Things will happen. You know, the weapon, the Bible says the weapons will form, but they will not prosper.
Yeah,
no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Yeah.
They say it won't form.
Right. That's
but
right.
It won't prosper.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right. Amen.
So you all, no matter what goes on, say Jehovah Shalom.
Yeah.
You are my peace. You are my prosperity. You're the one who gives me shalom. I refuse to be tormented by the devil, to be vexed or harassed, oppressed, poor or broke. I refuse not to have the peace of God because Jesus was chastised for my peace. Amen? I'm a saint of God. I'm in covenant. You got to decree and declare this over your life, that I have a right to peace. Amen? I can walk in the covenant. A thousand can fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come nigh unto me.
Amen.
Because I have a covenant of shalom.
Amen.
Will you believe that and decree and declare that over your life, over the life of your children and family members and loved ones and all that you're concerned about today? Realize that it is not something coming one day. It's here.
Amen.
And it's yours.
Amen.
Will you believe it and receive it? See, Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Satan is the Prince of Lies.
That's right.
My God, do you have Jesus on the inside of you?
My Lord, amen.
His peace is supernatural.
Yes.
We're not talking about a natural thing. We're talking about supernatural.
Amen.
See, it's already done. All you have to do is walk in faith, and it is yours.
Yes.
It seems so simple, don't it?
It seems like it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why Jesus came, you all. This is why Jesus came. Amen.
Amen.
This is why the Bible says in Romans chapter 14, you all, verse 17, you want to go there, Pastor? You know, keeping your peace in a chaotic world. Understand this. We look in the book of Romans, hallelujah, verse chapter 14, verse 17. Are you there?
Amen. I'm going to read this from the New King James Version.
Amen.
All right. Romans chapter 14 and verses 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're there in Romans chapter 14 and 17, you read it with us. See, peace is the kingdom of God. So if you're not in the kingdom, you don't have shalom. If you call yourself a child of God, but you keep up a lot of confusion, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
I want you to understand it. A child of God is a peacemaker.
Yeah.
A peacemaker, you are. We don't go around causing problems and chaos and division. We are peacemakers. We come to keep the peace, to bring the peace, to find a way to have peace. Amen?
Amen.
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 So when we look at, we went over Romans 12, you know, Romans 12, verse 18. You go to Romans 12, verse 18. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. Hallelujah. Sister Dilla, you have your Bible. I know you got your Bible open. Sister Dilla, you there? Sister Dilla?
Yes, I am.
Sister Phyllis, can you go to Hebrews 12:14, and then Pastor going to go to Romans. Pastor going to go to 12:14 and Romans. And Sister Phyllis, go to Hebrews 12:14 for us. You got Romans on there? Okay, Pastor Manny going to read 12:18 for us.
Romans chapter 12 and verse is 18.
Uh-huh.
Romans chapter 12 and verse 18 from the New King James Version reads, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Dylan, you have your scripture there? In Hebrews 12:14.
What was it? Hebrew what?
12:14.
Oh, I put around skipped. Hebrews 12:14. What's it wrong thing? Amen. It says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
Jesus. Question is here, you are you a peaceable person? Thank you, Sister Dillard.
Amen.
Pastor Manny, are you a peaceable person? Do you like men?
My Lord.
Believe it or not, if we could be honest, because some people, you know, they like mess, they go looking for mess, they keep up mess,
uh-huh.
And you have declared them to be a mess maker. You declared them to be a messy person. And they'll tell you, some people say, I'm messy.
You know what we used to call those? We used to call this, and I know my mom, she's probably listening, grandmother, there was a word we call it, peace breakers. So you're just a peace breaker. You just break the peace.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. We as children of God, we are peacemakers.
Messmakers.
All you do is make a mess. But you got to be honest with yourself. We can be transparent so that we can be delivered from this. Amen.
Amen.
Delivered and healed from this and start operating as a child of God under the covenant of peace. Amen. So the church is intended by God to be a model of shalom to the world. Amen. Of peace, you all. So when the world is struggling to find peace, where can they go? When we're struggling to have peace, where can they go? We're supposed to be able to go to the church. Whom can they turn to? Where is the model of peace? Whom can the world look at to see a model for peace?
Amen.
Whom can they look at as a group of people from all different backgrounds, black, white, Jew, Gentile, coming together and living in peace?
Amen.
Because of the Prince of Peace. Where can they go?
Yes.
Where can they turn to, everybody? There's only one place that it happens, you all, the church, where the wolf lies down with the lamb. Amen. Where the wolf lies down with the lamb, there is peace. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to take some questions here in a minute, you all, because we're going to pray. Hallelujah. We're going to give some scriptures. Just thanking God for this lesson. Amen.
Yes.
See, there's a picture, you all, that represents the coming of the Prince of Peace into the hearts of people whereby they can love people whom they once hated. Amen. See, you can't be a child of God if you hate people. You cannot. See, the church is the one place where we can show the world how to live in peace. Hallelujah. See, that's our calling, and for it we will be blessed, and blessed are the shalom makers, you all. There's some things I went through as a child and some things that happened to me and said and done, but I've been able to forgive and have peace and still have love for people and understanding what was operating in that person and pray for that person and understand the vengeance is the Lord. You know, we have been commanded to love you one another, you know, and to get back in that place. Yeah, they hurt you. Yeah, they said they did that. But can you forgive and still operate with peace?
Amen.
And not in hate. Amen.
Amen.
See, sometimes we can get so caught up in strife that we begin to think that it's normal to have problems. You know, the world will condition you to think that it's normal to operate that way, to stay that way. And they'll try to keep you in that place.
Yeah.
See, but it's not, you all. Command good days in your life. Speak over yourself to be at peace and full of blessing and prosperity. This is what God has for us. Amen. This is what God wants for us. See, speaking blessing and prosperity over your neighbors, over your family members, over your coworkers. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Peter, amen, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 through 11. I think that's one of your scriptures you got. 1 Peter. You know 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 through 11.
I think mine was chapter 2.
First chapter 2, okay.
Yes,
First Peter chapter 3, verse 10 through 11. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll give everybody a chance to get there so they can follow with us. First Peter chapter 3, verse 10 through 11. Amen. Yes, Lord. If you have it, say amen. Like I said, we're gonna open up the line for comments here in a second, in a few minutes here, and then we're going to pray. We're going to decree and declare our life, speak blessings,
amen.
Prosperity. Amen. Pastor's going to give it to us.
You were right about that.
Am I right? Okay.
First Yeah, you was right. Amen. First Peter chapter 3, 10 through 11. Okay.
Amen.
It says, for he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil.
Yes, Lord.
And let his lip from speaking deceit.
Mm.
Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him speak peace and pursue it.
Amen.
Amen.
Let him speak peace and pursue it.
Amen.
Now, it requires some action.
Yeah.
Amen. Now you speak it. Now you got to pursue it. Then you got to act on that you speak and operate in peace. Amen.
Read that.
You want me to read it again?
Yeah, read that.
I'm going to read it
read
again
that.
For everybody. First Peter 3, 10 through 11. He who would love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit.
Yeah.
Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you been in a situation where you were about to go in? I mean, your mind was made up. I'm about to take his or her head off. Oh, this day, last day. I ain't no killer, but don't push me. And then there you go. But then something on the inside of you speaks to
you.
Don't you say that. Don't you do that. And you say, you know what?
You
better be glad I'm saved. I didn't change my way. And you get yourself out of that situation. Hallelujah.
Don't lose your peace.
Amen.
Ooh-hoo.
So you all, some don't think that they are living unless it's hard.
My Lord.
And when it get good, they get afraid. Some people, they get anxiety because now that they've been praying for it, looking for it comes, they so used to being in a place, they've got comfortable with being uncomfortable.
They've
been successful in being lost. They've been successful in being hurt.
Yes.
They've been in anything more like they, you know, it's hard, even when they find a good thing, it's hard to keep because they look for the bad to show up. So they've already destroyed the good thing before they get it because they've been conditioned. So some don't think they are living unless it's hard. Some people like they got to have a relationship, got to be messed, they got to fight, it got to be drama. And if there's no drama, they can't stay if there's no drama because they operate in mess, they operate in confusion.
Yeah.
And so they have to have it and they've been conditioned
that
way.
They perfected that thing.
They perfected
whole
that
life.
Thing. And I'm not talking about nobody, but if that is any of us, be delivered. Amen. Be delivered.
You're able.
Amen.
Because God is able.
Amen.
Amen.
See, but that is not what Jesus died for.
That's right.
Jesus did not die, you all, for us to have a life of struggle, for life to be hard. See, you can have a good life, especially when you refrain your tongue from evil.
Amen.
See, watch your mouth. Don't gossip, argue, don't fight or add to confusion. See, and don't keep company, you all, with people who take part in that behavior. Seek peace. So if you're around people that are not peacemakers and they're gossiping and they're keeping up trouble and drama, you need to cut them people off. See, peace is prosperity. You cannot have prosperity if you don't control your tongue. See, a blessed person is someone who knows how to guard his tongue or her tongue.
Amen.
Amen. There are many things that I could have said.
Yes.
And I felt like I should have said.
Uh-huh.
Or I done walked away and said, ooh, I should have said that.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have said that. But no, I'm a peacemaker because you've decreed and declared over your life that you're a peacemaker. According to the scripture, you seek peace and you pursue it.
Amen.
So you spoke it and now you're living that life. You're pursuing that which you have decreed and declared over your life. So I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to continue to operate in peace. Even when the situation is chaotic and it's coming up against me, I'm going to continue to speak and operate in peace. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. See, the kingdom of God is a community of peace.
Mm.
Saved people, hallelujah, are peaceful people.
Yeah.
You can disagree with somebody and still be peaceable.
Amen.
You know, contention does not belong in the house of God or in the lives of his people. When we look in the book of James chapter 3, verse 17, you all, you can write it down and we'll come into it. But James 3:17, it says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, easy to be entreated. And this is from the King James Version, you all, and it's approachable, you know, full of mercy and good fruits without partiality and without hypocrisy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's, if you want to go to, that's in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 17.
Amen.
James chapter 3, verse 17. So you all, when you're walking in God's wisdom and hearing from heaven and hearing the voice of God, when you're getting your wisdom from above and not earthly or fleshly wisdom, when Christ becomes your wisdom, amen,
yes, amen,
you will go into prosperity. See, one of the benefits of wisdom is prosperity.
Amen.
You know, the book of Proverbs 3 and 16, I think that's one of your favorites. You want to go to a Proverbs 3 and 16? Proverbs 3 and 16, you all, I'm going to give y'all a second to get there so you can see it for yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 3 and 16. Amen. When you get it, just amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Proverbs 3 and verses 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What version is that?
This is the King James Version. I'll read this from a different version. I read from
okay.
The new.
That
I'll
was the King James Version.
I'll
he's going to read it. Okay, read it from
Proverbs,
the new.
Proverbs
3. 3 and 16. So he's going to read it from Proverbs 3 and 16, the new King James Version. That's what I preach out of and study from the new King James Version.
All right.
3 and 16. Amen.
3 and 16. Yeah, we thank God for translations of scripture in different Bibles, which all preach the same word. Proverbs 3 and verses 16. I'll be reading this out of the New King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor.
Mm-hmm.
You mean it's sure it's Proverbs?
Proverbs 3:16. Yeah, 3:16.
Yeah, Proverbs 3:16.
All right, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. So here you are, the wise and the prosperous are peacemakers. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 5:9 from the Amplified says, blessed, enjoying inevitable happiness, spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the makers and maintainers of peace, for they shall be called the sons of God. Amen?
Amen.
So prosperous people, y'all, will walk away from a fight and confusion, even if they don't get their point across.
Yeah.
They see the strife and the detrimental to their prosperity. They do not make room for it in their lives. See, follow peace with all men, according to Hebrews 12:14, you all. Peace is one of the fruits of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
As a child of God, confusion and strife vex you and don't agree with your spirit. See, you can't be around that. It is not normal for you. See, the church is to be God's community of shalom.
Amen.
Again, the book in Romans 12:18, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Live peaceably with all men. So prosperous people are peaceful people. Amen.
Amen.
They are blessed. They have more than enough. They love life and see good days. They are citizens of the heavenly kingdom of God because they have been redeemed from the curses of sin and death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the question is, what will a covenant with God bring into your life? What will a covenant of God bring into your life? The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms 68:19, and I'm just going to kind of flow through a couple of scriptures with you all. and then we're going to open up for comments and questions, and we'll pray. The book of Psalm 68:19 says, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Salah. Psalm 103:2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalm 116:12 says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Hallelujah. That's Psalm 116:12. To bless means you are always to invoke divine favor.
Yeah.
To invoke divine favor on, to bestow happiness and prosperity or good things of all kinds, to make a pronouncement you are holy, to consecrate or to glorify for the benefits received, to exalt for excellency you are. Likewise, a blessing is a prayer or solemn wish imploring you all happiness upon another. A benediction or blessing, the act of pronouncing a benediction or blessing, that which promotes prosperity and welfare. Then, hallelujah, come on now, I got excited real quick. See, in the Hebrew language, to bless is the word of barak, which means to kneel by implication, to bless God as an act of adoration, you all, to praise, of salute, thanks, and a prostrate of reverence. Hallelujah. And again, the word blessing in Hebrew is baraka, so which is a benediction, an acting of invoking a blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, the Lord through his covenant wants to shower his blessings and benefits on all of us. Amen. On you, me, and everyone here that believes. Amen. Because we know first we ought to be a believer to receive these benefits. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
I want to discuss here with y'all some of the ways that he will do it. See, the covenant of peace means your children are taught of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go to Isaiah 54:13.
Amen.
Claim this for your children and your descendants.
Yes.
Your family members who are far off will experience the peace of God. Amen.
Amen.
God's peace will come to the nations. The families of the earth will experience the peace of God.
Yes.
God's peace will flow into your life like a river. God's presence and sanctuary will manifest in your life. Amen.
Amen.
God's presence brings peace. Hallelujah. God multiplies us. Amen. Multiplication is a symbol of God's blessing. See, Christ is our peace. Amen. The new covenant is based on the finished work of Jesus.
Amen.
It's the finished work of Christ. Amen. When salvation, hallelujah, Christ comes into your life, the blessings of peace, shalom, come.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, the Lord will prosper you. He delights in your prosperity. In other words, God wants you, his servant, to prosper.
Amen.
I don't want you to think that, oh, I'm not supposed to prosper. I'm not supposed to have. Yes, yes, you are supposed to be prospering right now. Amen.
Right.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as I mentioned, you are free to the word shalom is also translated prosperity.
Amen.
So God prospers his people. Our covenant gives us the right to enjoy the peace and prosperity of the kingdom.
Amen.
Settle for nothing less than shalom. Amen.
Amen.
See, it is your covenant right. Claim it and walk in it today. There is no end to the increase of peace.
Amen.
Amen. See, God's covenant of peace brings healing and restoration. How many of us need a healing? How many of us want to be restored? Amen. How many of us been praying that prayer, God, heal me, restore me, oh God? It's all in the covenant.
Amen.
God's covenant will bring not only peace, but also an abundance of peace to your life. See, God's covenant will cause you to flourish. God's covenant will bring joy, hallelujah, peace, hallelujah, and singing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Do a lot of singing around here. My husband, he's singing in his sleep. Sing when he wake up. It will bring singing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's covenant will release his mercy upon your life. Hallelujah. God's covenant will release you, hallelujah, release to you his faithfulness, loyalty, and steadfastness. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, God is the faithful God. He is the faithful God. You know, faithfulness is a mark of covenant. God is always faithful to his people and his promises. God was, hallelujah, God was always faithful to Israel in spite of their unfaithfulness. So even when we're not faithful, God is still faithful.
Yes.
See, God kept his covenant with Abraham and brought forth his seed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He brought forth his seed, Jesus, to bless the nation. God was faithful to Israel and sent Jesus to them first to bless them. And then God was faithful to the house of David and caused David's son to sit on his throne. The Lord will endure forever with his covenant people. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. See, the word steadfast, amen, according to the Webster Dictionary, means firmly fixed in place, immovable, not subject to change. See, the word endure means to continue, to last, to remain firm under suffering or misfortune without yielding. The word forever means for a limited time. Hallelujah. 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 For a limitless time. I'm sorry, a limitless time,
yeah,
at all times, continually, eternally. So hence the meaning of each of these key words. Hallelujah. Speak,
yeah,
to us of the power, firm, trustworthy, tenacious, never-ending love of God.
Yeah.
Almighty, hallelujah, God, the God that we serve, Most High God, hallelujah, hallelujah, everywhere, all-seeing, all-knowing God, amen?
Yeah.
The God that is able to do abundantly over more than we can ask, mm-hmm, hallelujah, or expect for him to do, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah,
yeah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Why do you need to know this? Why do you need to understand the covenant? Why is that? See, every believer needs a revelation of the benefits of coming into covenant with God.
Amen.
See, understanding covenant is important because of all the blessings of salvation,
yeah,
are based on covenant. See,
yeah,
God works through, hallelujah, hey, come on now. God works through covenant, and we receive based on his covenant.
Amen.
Understand, like marriage is a covenant. There's benefits, amen. Even here when
that's
we
right.
look at, that's why people wanted to get married, because there are benefits in
amen.
Marriage, because there's a covenant, amen?
Amen?
There's a covenant God made with man and woman,
right,
in marriage, so there are benefits. The Bible said that he that finds a way finds a good thing, obtaining favor,
yeah,
from the Lord. I just want to ask my husband, have you not received the benefits since you came to this covenant?
Yes, indeed.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See,
yeah,
God works covenant, you all. We receive based on his covenant. Faithfulness is,
yeah,
the most important part of keeping covenant. See, it is impossible for God to lie and break covenant. See, when a believer understands God's faithfulness to the covenant, he can trust his word and his promises.
Uh-huh. Amen.
I want you to understand, when a believer understands God's faithfulness to the covenant, you, me,
yeah,
we can trust his word and his promises, that they won't fail, amen, that the word will not come back void, amen. See, every covenant has benefits and blessings. See, the reason why people enter into covenant is because of the benefits derived from it. Amen? There are many benefits, you all, of covenant that can be summarized with the word salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation means more than going to heaven one day. See, salvation is deliverance. Salvation,
yes,
is healing.
Yes.
Salvation is restoration.
Yes.
Salvation is protection.
Uh-huh.
Salvation is freedom.
Amen.
Salvation is blessing.
Amen.
See, God's salvation comes through covenant, and a believer needs to understand the many benefits of salvation.
Yes.
See, people in covenant have a special relationship with one another.
Uh-huh,
and
yeah,
in our case, it is a covenant with God.
Yeah.
God becomes our covenant God. Amen?
Amen.
And there are multiple, you all, benefits within this relationship that those outside of covenant don't have access to. Amen?
That's right.
So whatever, hallelujah, whatever the covenant partner has is at your disposal if needed. See,
right,
this includes his power, authority, love, mercy, and protection. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's a reason to shout. We was on a shout at 6, and I'm telling you, we shouted. This is a reason to shout right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want you to know you are covenant.
Yes.
We're in a covenant with God,
mm-hmm,
and there is favor in this covenant. There are blessings in this covenant for your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My thing is this today, you all. If you have not accepted the full measure of salvation,
mm-hmm,
and to reaffirm those who have today, and we want to pray this prayer with you.
Mm-hmm.
Prayers for a blessed life. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to pray that prayer with you here shortly, you all. But I want to open up the line, you all, for any questions or comments, and then we will pray prayers for a blessed life for you and your family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I'm going to open up your lines right now, everyone. Hallelujah. And if you want to, if you have a question or comment, please do so.
Yeah.
At the time, I'll call your name. If not, if I don't hear from you, then I will just go to the next person. Amen. And if I don't know your name by your number, then I'll call the last four digits of your phone number. So does anyone have any questions or comments at this time, Sister Connie?
No, I received it. Really good lesson. Thank you so much.
Amen. All right. Sister Mackie, Sharon Mackie?
Hello.
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 Did you have any comments or questions?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I just got one thing to say. There is peace, don't you know? Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. It is peace. Hallelujah. Sister Dillon?
Yeah.
Mama, you have any questions or comments? Sister Dillon? Maybe she's on mute. Okay, a call dropped. All righty. Does anyone else have any questions? Jordan, do you have any questions or comments? Sister Jordan Adams?
No, ma'am. Nothing to.
Amen. Sister Kathy Hudson, do you have any questions or comments? All right.
Come read whole bubble and lap on top of that little thing.
All right. God bless you. Sister Dillon, did you have any questions or comments?
I flew around, pushed the wrong button, hung up. Y'all be saying, I'm reading out the New King James. What is a different King James? Or y'all just a different, it's nothing, when y'all keep saying the New King James, is it another James somewhere?
Yeah, it's a, you got the King James and then you have a New King James.
Oh, okay. So the King James, the old one, so they just, huh?
Yeah. Were you reading, what book Bible you read out of, Tony Evans?
I'll be on my phone.
Oh, okay.
I think it's
they
a
have
King
different
James
versions.
Bible. It's a King James.
Oh, huh. Okay. I said okay.
I was just trying to figure out, did they write another Bible?
Oh, okay. All right. Did you have any questions regarding the lesson tonight, Mama? Comments?
No, I was just reading out the King James. No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. All right. God bless you. All right. Laverne Green, Sister Green, do you have any questions or comments? All right. Angela? All right. Does anyone else have any questions or comments? Last 4 digits of your phone number, 8051. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
You said you can hear me?
Uh-huh. Jamel, this your new number, 713?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you have any questions or comments?
Yes, I have a comment about, like, myself. Sometimes I would feel anxiety or worry, and then I stop and I tell myself that God is with me. And then I start to feel better. And then mm-hmm. I start to feel guilty for feeling better.
You start feeling guilty for feeling not feeling better? Or for feeling better?
Yeah.
Okay. That's true. It depends on, okay. It depends on we have to look at the situation, whatever that situation is that you're dealing with, then we have to look at that because there should be no reason for you to feel guilty for feeling better in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Because as
when I start to tell myself that, like, I just worry about everyday things, like the smallest things make me worry, and I'm like, okay, calm down, it's going to be okay. And then when I try to put myself in the mindset that I'm okay, I start to feel guilty as I start to live on.
Yeah, that's
go
throughout my day.
Yeah, that's just the cues that are present. You just got to keep speaking over yourself and decreeing the claim. First, you got to believe. So that has a lot to do with your beliefs. So you got to get to the point where you're believing. You know what I'm saying? When you believe it, you can receive it. As you speak it, you receive it in the name of Jesus. So what I do after I get out of Bible study, I'll give you a call so we can talk a little bit more because we're wrapping up here. We got about 3 more minutes. So I'll call you on your new number.
All right.
All righty. God bless you. God bless you, y'all. We thank you so much, you all. Pastor Manny has something to say, and we're going to pray this prayer, and we're going to wrap up here.
Amen. Amen. I thank every single one for your comments and for your concern. This is a very good lesson that we're learning tonight. Peace is probably the most important thing that we go after of every single day. Anything that you are involved in right now, any relationship, any job, anything, if you can't find peace in it, then it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Now, if it's a relationship, then, you know, we need to be seeking Christ. You know, that's where we find peace is in Christ. That's where we find it at. You know, this is definitely an issue of being covered, you know, or being baptized, you know, being completely submerged in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And if you have already been baptized, you know, you have been completely submerged in Christ. But you get back up when, you know, once you come up, you know, out of the water and you're holding on to old things or dead things, things that are dead, you know, that have already been crucified. It's things about you have been crucified, your mouth and things about your mind and your situation have already been crucified. It begins to stink, and that's when you lose your peace.
Jesus.
That's when you can't find peace. You need to start leaning on Jesus, sort of looking at, you know, what Jesus Christ has already done, and he saved you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless everyone. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to allow us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord upon our life right now and our family members and loved ones.
Amen.
We decree and declare that we are victorious in Christ Jesus right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless all, Lord God. Lord, bless us and keep us, Lord God. Make your face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Lord, lift up your conscience upon us right now and give us all peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, make us like Ephraim and Manasseh. God, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, let us be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessings right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, command your blessing upon our life right now, and all that's on the line today, oh, God, that is trusting you, oh, God, to receive it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us revelation and let us be blessed, oh, God. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessing of Abraham, Lord, in blessing. Bless us, oh God, and multiply us, oh God, as the stars of heaven and as the sand of the seashore. Let your showers of blessing be upon our life, oh God. Turn every curse our way into a blessing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let your blessings make us rich and add no sorrow. Let all nations call us blessed, amen. Let all generations call us blessed because you have blessed us. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and upon his name that we are sons and daughters of the blessed. We live in the kingdom of the blessed. Our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. Lord, you daily load us with benefits, and we thank you that we're chosen by God and blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our seed is blessed. Let our inheritance, hallelujah, let us inherit the land, oh God. Let our well never run dry, oh God, with your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. We are part of a holy nation, and we are blessed. Amen. Lord, bless our latter end more than our beginning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your presence bless our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name that we drink the cup of blessings right now. Lord, bless us and cause your face to shine upon us, oh God. That hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you, hallelujah, that your way may be known unto the earth, and your saving health among all nations. Let our land yield an increase right now, and let the ends of the earth fear you, O God. We know you favor us, O God, because our enemies do not triumph over us. And we just want to say thank you. We break up our life right now. Any limitation and restriction placed on our life by any evil spirits, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast out all python and car, both restricting spirits, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bless us indeed and enlarge our coast, oh God. Let your hand be with us, oh God, and keep us from all evil in the name of Jesus Christ. Cast out our enemies, oh God, and enlarge our borders. Lord, you have promised to enlarge our borders, and we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, enlarge our hearts so that we can run the ways of your commandments. Our mouth is enlarged over our enemies. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, enlarge our steps so we can receive your wealth and prosperity right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive deliverance and enlargement for our life right now. The Lord shall increase us more and more, even our children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Father God, increase that. Increase us in your greatness and comfort us on every side, Lord God.
Yes.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let us increase in strength and compound the adversaries right now. Let your grace and favor increase in our life right now. Let the years of our life be increased right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the word of God increase our life. Bless us in all our increase. Amen. Let our giving, our tithes and offering increase. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let our letter in greater increase. Amen. Let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name, we will flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Let our faith grow exceedingly, oh God, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that the breaker has gone up before us and broken through every limitation and barrier of the enemy. Amen. Lord, you are the God of the breakthrough. We thank you that you have broken forth against our enemies. Amen. Our branches run over every wall erected by the enemy. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Amen. Because you have given us the strength to do so. And we thank you that our lives go through all the earth and our words to the end of the earth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Give us the hallelujah, the heathen for our inheritance in the uttermost heart, part of the earth for our possession. And we just want to say thank you that we are victorious, that we are prospering right now.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, oh God, you shall condemn. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the righteousness of God, that we're the head and not the tail. We're on top and not beneath. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're blessed and are going out and coming in. Oh, Lord, I just want to say thank you. And as we lie down tonight, we thank you for the God that you are with us, oh God.
Yeah.
We ask that you send your angels, oh God, that stand in your presence. The angel of restoration, healing, the angel of divine knowledge and wisdom, oh God, the angel of restoration. I say that again because many of us need to be restored, amen. We need restoration, oh God, right now. So Lord, we ask as we sleep on tonight, oh God, that you will send your angels, oh God, to minister to our mind, body, soul, and spirit as we sleep, oh God. Hallelujah, that when we wake up, oh God, restored and renewed by your word, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us receive peaceful sleep on tonight. Sweet dreams in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against every attack to us. We sleep in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare, hallelujah, right now.
Yes.
Victory. Victory,
yes.
Victory. Will you receive it? Will you believe it and receive it tonight? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, open up your mouth and receive it right now for yourself. By faith, oh God, help us as we believe. Lord, help us with our unbelief so that we can receive the miracles, hallelujah, that's already working for our good. We thank you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all, it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. God bless you. God bless
amen.
You, Mother, Grandmother Helen, and Mother Kathy Hudson, and Sharon, and Sister Connie, and Mel, and hallelujah, Jordan, and everyone else that tuned in tonight for Bible study. We love you, and we thank God for you here
amen.
At the Gospel Public Ministry. You all have a good night. We'll be back tomorrow for midweek service. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
amen.
I wanna see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
Yourself.
because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that life. Can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days earned. Tell him at least I'm breathing, yeah. Get